Hi there, this is Gordon West, WB6NOA, and welcome to the International Morse Code. We will be learning a new language of dits and dahs for your novice voice class license. Every ham radio operator knows the code, so you will be joining a fraternity of professional communicators capable of transmitting messages in a language of short and long sounds. Learning the code by sound is easy. Just follow my instructions on these cassettes, and you will soon be able to send and receive International Morse Code at a rate faster than what is required for your novice voice class license test. Are you ready? Take out a pencil and paper, and let's begin to learn a fascinating new language called the International Morse Code. Your new language consists of short sounds and long sounds. The short sounds sound like these, and the long sounds sounds like this. The short sounds we call dits, and the long sounds dahs. Okay, now try this. You tell me, what am I sending, dits or dahs? Ready? Here we go. That's right, dits. And dahs. Dits. Dits. And dahs. That was a dit. And that was a dah. Series of dits. And a series of dahs. Dit. And a dah. The letter E is represented by the single dit. Take out a pencil and paper, and going from left to right, just like you were writing a letter, write down the series of E's that I will send you. The letter E. 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 The letter E. And don't worry about your penmanship. I'm not looking, I promise. Now let's add another letter to your vocabulary. The letter T. And the T is represented by a dah sound. The dah is three times as long as the dit. Here's the dah, representing the letter T. You should be writing down T's. And the dit. Another dit and a dah for the letter T. Okay, are you ready for a random exercise? Try this one. Write these letters down. If you miss a letter, just keep right on writing, and then I'll read back what you should have written down. Here we go. I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter T. Okay, let's read what you should have written down. T-T-E-E-T-E-T-E-T-T-E. Want to try some words? Okay, it's pretty hard to do some words with only E and T, but I've got a few for you. Here we go. First word. How about it? E-T? No. It must have been something A-E-T. E-T. All right, try this one. All you golfers out there, T, T-E-E. Or try this Gordo word. Remember the movie Jaws? There was the eater and the E-T. Right? E-T-E-E. All right. Okay. All right. On to a new letter. Let's combine the short and long sounds to form the letter A. Did-ah. The letter A. Write down the letter A as fast as you can. A. The letter A. Looks like an A, doesn't it? That's the letter A. Now let's do some words beginning with the letter A. Ready? Here's your first word. How about it? Eight, A-T-E. Or this one? Easy one. At, A-T. Try this one, although we won't begin with the letter A. T, T-E-A. Or this word. Eat, E-A-T. All right, how you doing? We'll take a break in a few minutes. Your best bet for studying the code is to study for about 10 or 15 minutes and then put the cassette down and then come back about 2 or 3 hours later. Don't study for more than about 20 minutes at a time. All right, get ready. Here comes a random run made up of the letters A, T, and E. Get ready. Here we go. Oh, you want it a little faster? Okay. Okay, let's double check our work. Well, that was about 5 and 6 words a minute. Not bad. You should have copied T-A-E-T-A-A-T-E-A-E-T-E-A-T. And then we went a little bit faster. A-E-T-T-A-T-T-E-A-T. Now, if you didn't get 100%, go back and play this section of the tape cassette until you have it down at least 99.9% down. And then let's go on to a new letter, and this is the letter N. Just the opposite of A, N. Write down the N as fast as you can. The letter N. 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 In fact, why don't you say the letters out loud along with me? In fact, try and beat me in saying what the letters are. N, A, E, N, A, T, E, N, A. Okay, I think you're ready for a random exercise. We'll start with the first letter being N, and no telling where we'll end up. Get your pencils out. Here we go. went a little fast there at the end, but that was good exercise. You should have copied NETTENAATENETENETENETAANTTEN. Okay, ready for some words, and then we'll let you take a break. Let's try some words. Here we go. How'd you do on that one? That's the word antenna, A-N-T-E-N-N-A. This one? Ten, T-E-N. Net, N-E-T. Tenant. Neat. Tan. Nate, N-A-T-E. And finally, teen. Okay, now I want you to learn a new sign because it's very important. SK. And it's run together. It's called SK. And it means end of work, which means take a break. So go ahead and take a break. Okay, now that you're all rested up after that break, let's quickly review the letters we've learned so far. The letter E, T, N, A. Now let's try a new letter, the letter I, which is represented by the single sound did it. The letter I. I. Write down the I as quickly as possible. The letter I. Okay, now let's try a random run made up with the letter I inside of it. Ready? Write this down. Here comes a random run, and then I'll read it back. Okay, I know I went a little too fast in the center, but that was good for you. Let's see what you copied. You should have copied I-T-E-N-A-N-I-A-N-T-E-E-N-I-T-I-E-E-N-E-A-I-T-E-E-N-I-I-E-N-A-A-I-T-E-I-N AI. Okay, let's try some words. I'll send you about 5 words with the letter I in them, and then I'll read back what the words are. You'll notice that I leave a space in between each word. Here we go. Okay, you should have copied it, ten, night, n, and tat, T-A-T. What, that's not a word? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I thought it would be a good one for you to start out with. Now let's take a look at the letter M. The letter M is 2 long sounds, like the humps on the letter M, 2 long sounds. The letter M. M. Okay, now say these letters out loud. Just say them out loud. I. A. T. M. E, a little faster. I. M. A. N. T, M, I. Okay, ready for a random run with the letter M? Here we go, and we'll start out with the letter M. What? You say you missed a few letters? Okay, I'll tell you what. Go back and play it over again, double-check what you didn't write down and write it down, and double-check that what you did write down is correct. And then, here comes the readout. M-E-T-I-M-A-N-I-M-M-E-T-A-N-I M-E-T-M-I-N-A-T-E-M-M-A-T-I M-E-A-T-I-N-T, T-N-A-M-E-E-N, T-E-M, and finally, T. Okay, how did you do? If you did about 75%, then continue ahead. However, if you didn't get at least 75%, play this section over again until you have it down pretty well. And then we'll move on to some new letters. And these letters, I hope you'll never have to use. What was it? That's right, S-O-S. S. S-O-S. Okay, try and write down the S's and O's that I sent, and then I'll tell you what I went ahead and sent you. Get ready. Here we go. S's and O's. Okay, here's what you should have copied. S-O-O-S-O-S-O-O-S-O-O-S-O-O-S-S-S-O-O-S-O-S-O. Okay, how'd you do on those? Play that section over again if you mixed up the S's with the O's. And again, S-O-S is run together in an emergency. And you are making great progress. In fact, let's try these words. Now, if you miss a letter, just leave it blank. Don't write down the little dots and dashes. Just plain leave it blank or put a little line and then go back and figure out what the word is and go right on to the next letter. Okay, here we go. We'll leave a space between words. We'll go for about 5 minutes. So sharpen up those pencils. Here we go. Okay, how'd you do? Let's check your work. Man, auto, that is O-T-T-O, in, set, ten, time, seat, sum, tense, tonto, names, tone, men, and Sam. Hey, not bad, not bad at all. Okay, we'll go to 7 words a minute. Let's give it a try. If you miss a letter, just leave it blank. Here we go, 7 words a minute. Thank you. How are we doing? Now we'll slow it down to 5. Okay, here's what you should have copied. Sit, meant, on, met, teens, eat, sat, tea, and then I slowed it down a little bit. Eaten, not, team, soot, meant, tons, main, and the word so. All right, now I want you to take a break. Go ahead, take 3 or 4 hours. Go ahead, mow the lawn, wash the car, wash the animals, dogs and cats, and all that kind of stuff, and then come on back, and then we're going to try some sentences made up of these letters we've just learned. Okay, now that you're all rested, let's go over the letters in our first session that you've just learned. The letter E, T, M, N, A, I, S, O, and the procedural signal which indicates end of work, di-di-di-da-di-da. Okay, now let's try some sentences, and you'll see where to leave a space between the letters to form words. Here we go, our first sentence. And let's go ahead and add the period. Da-da, da-da, da-da. That's the period. All right, you should have copied 10 men eat. Let's try this one. And that was the period again. You should have copied, name a tan man. And don't worry if some of the letters were run together. This is normal when we're first beginning to learn the code. Okay, one more. Okay, you should have copied an, ant, ate, meet, and then the period. Okay, let's try one more random run before we go on to the next group of letters and a couple of numbers. Get ready, here comes a random run. We'll go for about 5 minutes. Write down every letter as fast as you can. Don't worry if you miss a letter, just skip it over and go on to the next one. Get ready, here comes our random run. Okay, how'd you do on that one? Here's what you should have copied. TSEANIMSOET AIOTEMSTMEANIE T period STMASATMIEANAMSEIOT SMNNE period OI and then the procedural signal SK, which means end of work. All right, you say you missed only three or four? That's fine. Then continue on with the rest of this side of the cassette. However, if you missed 10 or 12, don't feel bad. Not bad the first time through. Go back and play this section of the cassette over and over again until you get it down just about perfect. And then push yourself on, and here we go with the next letter in our second lesson, and this is the letter R. Did ah dit. The letter R. R. The letter R is important in code because it means that you receive something very well. It means received. That means receive, receive, received. Okay, let's try some random with the letter R. Here we go. Okay, let's check our work. R-E-R-R-I-S-R-E period N-R-A-T-R-M-O period N-M-O-R period. Ready for some words? Here we go. Words with R. Okay, you should have copied read, rate, ran, rat, root, tear, rest, mare, rear, and the procedural signal end of work, SK. How'd you do on the letter R? Play this section of the tape over and then take a break. And listen, don't feel bad if certain times when you play this tape you don't do real well. Like music, you must be in the mood to copy the code, and sometimes during the day, you might not be in the mood, and if that's the case, put this cassette down and come on back later. Okay, let's try the next letter, which is the letter U. Did-a-da for the letter U. The letter U. Try writing down these U's. Write them down as quickly as possible. the letter U. U. Okay, let's try some random beginning with the letter U. Okay, you should have copied UARNTSUIETURREMORTNUERMRAU. And that was sent faster than 5 words a minute. I thought you needed a little speed building, so you got it. And I'm sorry, but I'm really not, because this will help you when you prepare for that novice class examination. Listen, when you get through these two tape cassettes, you will be ready for that novice exam. Okay, let's now try some words that contain the letter U. Hey, are you writing these down? Listen, you've got to write them down. You can't be listening to them in the car and driving to work. Write these down. Well, I mean, you can go ahead and listen. But write this part down. That's it. Write it down. Here we go. Continuing on. Words with the letter U. Don't even think what might be on television. If I have to sit here and send this, you've got to copy it. Come on now, a little bit more. Okay, you should have copied sun, ruin, use, utter, you rat, raisin, ran, and rain. Okay, double check your work, and now let's do a speed run of all of the letters you've just learned, and we'll do this as a random run, and we'll start at 5, take it up to about 8 or 9 or 10 words a minute, and then slow it back down to 5. Okay, here we go, speed run. Okay, double check your work. UARMREUNTROMRERIUTEIUSTNRAU. Now take a look at that cassette. You're almost finished with this side. But to finish and turn the tape over, you must first copy this random run. Write it down. Here we go. Okay, here we go. You should have copied NARIUMSE, the procedural end of work, SK, ONUTMOAITRE, and a period. Now, take a look at your copy. Did you copy it down almost perfect? Well, all right, I'll let you miss one or two, and if you have it down almost perfect, then you can go ahead and turn the tape cassette over. But take a break. Put this tape cassette aside, don't lose it, and come back in about 3 or 4 hours, or the next day when you feel fresh, and we'll begin on the second side of our first tape cassette on learning the Morse code. See you on the flip side. Hi, Gordon West again. Did anybody tell you you're more than one quarter of the way there in preparing yourself to take the amateur radio code test? Let's quickly review those letters that you should know absolutely perfectly. Here we go. E. T. Period. M. A. N. E. S O I R U and the procedural sign SK, which means end of work. Well, not really. This is just the beginning. Not so much work. Actually, a lot of fun in learning a new language. Let's try a new letter, the letter D. The letter D. Looks like a D, doesn't it? I don't think so either. Okay, let's try some random with the letter D. Here we go. We won't start out with D. That's way too easy. Now write this down. Write this down. I mean, you can't copy this all in your head. Well, maybe some of you. But go ahead and write this down. We'll go for about 2 minutes. We'll start at 5 and I'll take it up to maybe 8 or 10, or maybe I'll even take it up to 12 words a minute, then slow it back down to 5. Here we go. Thank you. And there was our signal to come back and see what we have. You should have copied TRDAURENNEIUSIDRUDUTMOAMRDSO and finally R and the procedural end of work. All right, how'd you do on the letter D? Let's try the letter D in some words. Now come on, don't stop writing. Just a little bit more. Come on, you can do it. Okay, now let's check your work. And I know the kids have come up there and they're sitting down and they're copying better than you are, and the wife has come up and the husband has come up and they're copying better than you are. I know the pressure. But anyway, let's check our work and see how you did. Root, diet, Dan, dot, duo, dinner, dirt, does, dimes, rude, radio, random, and finally, rain. All right, let's now learn the next letter. Now, this letter is a great letter because it has a nice swing to it. The letter C. The letter C. Doesn't that sound nice? The letter C. You should be writing this down. Come on now, be a sport, write it down. The letter C. Da-da-da-dit. The letter C. C. Okay, let's try some random with a letter C found in it. Here we go, random code with an accent on the C. Thank you. Okay, let's see what you copied. Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. Your handwriting's a little strange, but not bad. C-N period I-T-U-S-E period C-R-M-D-U-S D-D-O-U-A period R-C-R-C-U-C and the procedural signal meaning end of work, and that is S-K, da-da-da-da-da-da. And I know you want numbers. Okay, we'll give you two numbers before we go on to the next lesson. The first number will be the number 5, and guess how many dits stand for 5? That's right, 5 dits. The number 5. And now the number 0. 5 long sounds. 0. And put a line through that 0. I would hate to think it's an O. All right, try this number. Five zero five. And this one? 5,000. And I know you want to try some sentences now that you're really getting some of these letters and numbers and periods and punctuation marks down. Okay. Here are some sentences. Try not to read what you're writing down. You might even run it all together and then go back and correct your work. You'll have a moment after we get through sending these sentences to write down and correct those letters that you may have missed. Get ready. Here are some sentences. Okay, let's check our work. You should have copied cats are nice, period. Radio is a course, period. Men tend to eat more, period. Stand at a summit, period. An antenna is a must, period, and the procedural end of work, SK. Now let's try it at about 7 words a minute. Try and write these down as fast as you can. Now write them down. Don't say them out loud. Write them down. Here we go. And now we'll take it back to 5 words a minute. Okay, you should have copied 50, that is 50 meters, period, a radio station, period, 5 men ran under a tree, period, success is a standard, period, and then the procedural end of work, SK. Now, there's another procedural that's important to know, and that is the AR, which is end of message. Did-ah, did-ah, did. AR. AR. The letters AR run together, meaning end of message. And another good one to know is the question mark. Question mark. Okay, you have now successfully made it through your second lesson, so stand up, take a bow, compliment all the relatives at home and all the kids for putting up with you, pet the dogs and the cats on the head and tell them thank you for listening to all these dits and dahs, and now take a break, and then I want you to come on back and we'll begin with lesson number 3. This is it, you made it all the way to lesson number 3, and we're going to first start out with the letter K. Did you realize you are more than halfway there in preparing for your novice voice class license? That's right, you're going to make it. And I hope you're reading the theory book that comes along with this course. And you should be writing down these letters, the letter K. All right, let's try a random made up with the letter K found in it. Here we go. Thank you. Now, did you hear that dramatic pause in the middle of all my sending? Even I can get sometimes confused as to where I am and what I'm doing here. Sometimes you're in the mood to copy and send, and sometimes something distracts you. Don't worry about it. That's natural. Okay, here's what you should have copied. KUAKRACMKDUTKDKS, period. TMKO5. That's what that was. RCN, that's where I spaced out there for a second, KD, and a question mark, IK0EKREU, and the procedural sign AR. Okay, here we go with some words beginning with or containing the letter K. Okay, let's take a look at your work. Kite, take, knack, K-N-A-C-K, cat, K-A-T, whoa, carrot, C-A-R-R-O-T, there's not a K in there, nick, tank, mark, rack, and finally, sack. All right, you demand another letter? Well, wait a minute, just before we go to another letter, let's try a speed run. We'll start at 5 words a minute. Go to 7, take it to 10. For you really brave souls, we'll push it to 13, which is general class code speed, and then bring it way back down to 5. Hang in there. Simply put a little dash when we go too fast for each letter you miss. I bet you can go a lot faster than 5. We'll sure find out. Here we go. Okay, I bet you did better than you thought you would. U-E-R-K-E-0-K-I, question mark, that's what that was, D-K-N-C-R-5-O-K-M-T, and a period. And the last K-M-T and a period were at about 13 words a minute. Then I slowed down to S-K-D-K-T-U-D-K-M-C-A-R-K-A-U, and then finally K. You see how these speed runs make the 5 words per minute sound slow? Okay, let's learn a new letter, the letter P. The letter P. P. The letter P. You should be writing this down. The letter P. P. And yes, we will have a random run for you. Here we go. Okay, let's double check your work. If you didn't do real well, play this particular random run over again, and then double check your progress. You should have copied R, P, M, C, P, A, period, S, P, E, 5, K, P, question mark, P, I, P, O, N, 0, look for a line through the 0, P, T, D, P, U, P, and the procedural signs AR and SK. Okay, let's try our first word with the letter P, and I'll give you a little hint as we are sending the word. Ready? Your first word. Here we go. I knew you'd get it. I knew you would figure that one out. That's right, the word purr. And now, without any more catastrophic interruptions, the next words. Let's take a look and see what you copied. Not bad. Interesting handwriting. Pat, putter, poem, possum, pack, park, and putt, with a period. All right, take another break. I know, you were just getting started, but it's good to take a break and practice the code no more than about 20 minutes. And take a break. We'll see you in about 2 hours from now, okay? Take a break. All right, welcome back from your break. Let's go ahead and review all of those letters that we've learned so far. Get ready. Try writing these down. Here we go. Okay, let's check our work. You should have copied ERNPIO period T 0 S A D M U 5 K and the ARSK. Now you're probably saying to yourself, this is getting tough. I think I'm going to bail out. Don't you dare. In fact, let me show you how well you are doing. You see, the English language is made up of not all of those hard letters, and Samuel Morse gave the easy letters, the most common letters of the English language, the shortest sounds. For instance, the letter E is used most often in English, so it has a single dit. All right, let's try this message, and you'll see how well you're doing. Get ready. Here we go with a short sentence. Okay, play this over and over again until you have the message. And I think you'll agree with me, it wasn't that hard to copy it, was it? So don't get discouraged. If you get discouraged, just put the tape cassette down, come back about 2 hours later, and then you'll be back on course. Okay, let's learn a new letter. And this letter is going to be the letter B. Da-di-di-dit, the letter B. Write these down. Come on now, write them down. It's okay to listen, but writing is always much better. The letter B. All right, let's try some words beginning with the letter B. And that's the end of work procedural sign. You should have copied bat, barn, bark, band, baton, and banner. Now let's try this random run. Play the random run over several times until you have it down fairly well before you move on to the next section. Here we go, a random run made up of the letter B in many areas. Here we go. And the AR back to you, and SK, end of work. Here's what you should have copied. M period B E 5 U K B D O question mark S period B S N B C A B K U D 0 B R T P B K B, and then the procedural sign-off signals. Now let's try for the last part of this tape cassette, another random run made up of all of the letters and numbers and punctuation marks that you've learned. However, we're going to weight it as it is in normally plain language, so you'll find a lot more of the easier letters. Ready? Give it a try. Get your pens out, and then we'll take a break after the end of this cassette. Here we go. Thank you. Okay, let's check our work. EA0SICTN5TUADOMNREABPEMNO ?SITKMSTOEIM and the two procedural signs. Now, I want you to play these practice exercises over and over again until you have at least 75% perfect copy. It's okay to miss a few letters. That's no big deal. On your novice exam, you will not be graded for 100% perfect copy. You can miss many letters and still be able to pass that novice level voice class entry level examination. When you feel that you have this tape just about perfectly down pat, then let's go ahead and go on to your second tape cassette, which gives you practice on the first side with more new letters and numbers and a couple more punctuation marks. And then on the back side, it gives you some sample examinations almost identical to what you're going to find on your upcoming novice examination. You should also be practicing the theory book that's part of this course, so don't forget, read over the book as well. We'll see you on the next tape cassette.